Then the psychiatrist asked, "So, Joe, is this strong economy you talk about in the room with us right now?" Dally Show starts now.
I recently became a father. Thank you. Became a father for the fourth time. Never as much applause on that part. Really no applause, right? Because after the third kid, people stop congratulating you. Then they just treat you like you're Amish. Four, well, that's one way to live your life. Can you build us one of those wood fireplaces? Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning. And then someone hands you a baby.
Of course, that was Jim Gaffigan coming into the show. Of course, phone lines are open. 888-673-1450. We can discuss anything. Of course, escalation in the Middle East. Hot topic right now. And I wasn't trying to ignore it. I needed an hour of something more fun to talk about. It's hard, isn't it? It's rough because you kind of know events will go here and they're going to go there. And what does that mean? I think really everybody's asking, what does it mean for us? So U.S. warships over there expecting this this attack. This is going to get interesting. To defend Israel in case of Iranian attack. That's the headline anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of an old Victorian England newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a woman. She was leaning against her windowsill watching the street. And she's drinking out of a bottle of gin. And her baby's falling out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I hope there's some likely lad down on the sidewalk who could catch the baby, like a football.
Gosh.
Hey.
Wow.
There once was a man from Australia.
Oh, no. Please be
like
clean.
Color was fine. The design was divine.
Uh-huh.
But the aroma, that was a failure.
Thanks. Oh, I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Love it. Love it. Yeah, we'll probably see escalation this weekend. That's what all the headlines are saying. You never know. I mean, sometimes they're saying nukes are being loaded, but they're not. So you just never know. A lot of people on high alert thinking this will go down tomorrow or the next day. So what's that going to mean? World War III? It all depends. It all depends on, I guess, what happens right after that. So we kind of knew, right? We kind of felt like this was coming, that they were gearing up for something. They were gearing up for some sort of attack. I think false flags are afoot. I really do. If you really look at our history, our military budget's up here. Everyone else is down here. And everyone knows that we go in and we're going to go protect our allies. So why would you mess with the highest, the biggest military? I guess we shall see, right? We shall see. So I think it's going to get interesting. So in that way, I say, well, who's going to be foolish enough to do that? That's why I say false flag. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Dana from Boston.
Hi, Dana.
And hi. And I just wanted to say that I don't think it's going to metastasize into a world war.
Okay.
I just don't think.
A little one.
The internet, I think, is part of the, everybody knows nobody wants this war. The people don't want the war.
Right.
And I just wanted to add one thing to that, and that is that 1 in 5 congressmen have dual citizenship, and the bulk of that dual citizenship is with Israel.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
And yeah.
Hmm.
And,
thank you.
Anyways, I love your show. Can
Thank
I say
you.
One more thing?
Sure.
The word courage comes from Latin cor,
mm-hmm.
which means heart. And it originally meant to speak the truth from the heart.
Mm.
And you do that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that means a lot to me. Really, it does. Thank you. Thanks, Dana.
You're welcome.
Really
Anyways,
appreciate
nice talking
you.
To
thank
you.
Thank you. Aw, that was really nice. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So, so we have the headlines, and where that ends up, I don't know. You know, what came to mind was wars and rumors of wars, because not all wars are going to end up being what we have envisioned for the last, or being told about for the last millennia. So I think it's a little too soon to think World War III, but that's the fear instigated right now. I do want to mention the fact that the CDC disclosed 780,000, almost a million new reports, right, of serious side effects. Yeah, serious side effects. So that's kind of interesting, to tell you the truth. The fact that they were pressured into having to at least cough these up, we know there's more, but serious effects after the COVID-19 vaccinations, almost a million of them. We shut down the swine flu for 50 deaths. This is almost a million in this report that they've been hiding for 2 years. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, caller. You're live. Okay. All right. Not wanting to chat. Okay. I get it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the most striking thing for me about this Israeli-Palestine conflict is the amount of lying, lies that we're being told. And it basically that Israel's doing well and that Israel's fighting a fair fight. And, you know, they are committing, in my opinion, a genocide. And, you know, it's the biggest thing to me is the amount of lying that we're being told about the Israeli forces and how strong they are. They're not doing well against Hamas, and they're committing atrocities. But, you know, I look at your show, and I look at shows, Judge Napolitano has interesting people on, and otherwise I think I would just be believing everything, and we're being lied to terribly.
Interesting.
So thank you for letting me voice that.
Thank you. You bet. Thank you. Appreciate the call. You know, I can understand why, and the thing again that I constantly have to say because of the situation we're here in the United States, and of course this is what I truly believe. I love the Jewish people, and I think that their government is very corrupt. So I think that's the problem that a lot of people have a hard time seeing. And I don't think there is a altruistic government among us in this world now. And I think everything's been co-opted. And so when I say that, I always love the people of each land, and I don't want the people of each land to suffer from their government, just like I don't want to suffer from our own government. And our own government does plenty in our name. And I mean plenty. And it's really sad what we have to deal with over here, too, what our government's doing in our name that we would not consent to. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, in law, it's called a Saturday Night Special. Mm. It's when a coup comes in, a corporate hospital takeover, where they come in on Fridays and make up all this stuff because the media is shut off.
Mm.
And so they do all this stuff. It's always on the weekend.
It always is. And Friday night dump night. That's Friday night document dump night is tonight. That's when they do their horrendous documents because everyone's worried about the weekend. Yep.
So I'm 100% believing it's the CIA, the Mossad, and all these intelligence agencies just doing all this stuff.
Could very well be.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can't argue that because we've had so many. There's been so many lies. Look what happened with Syria. We talked about that yesterday. Look what happened there. They completely lied in the press, in the government. Our government lied to us for two solid years about it. It's tough. I know how tough it is to see through all of this. And I think our biggest fears are World War III. And the reason we fear that is we don't want to see our youth have to be drudged into battles that, like the caller said, are more about these institutions getting together to plan these things. You know, Iran, I don't see Iran logically going on the attack, okay? Israel has, we have given Israel money all these years. They're shored up. They've got huge defense. Okay. Don't you think it'd be silly for them to do that after all these years? I mean, we were told this in the 80s too. And then in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, we've always been told this. So wouldn't it be rather illogical for them to make a move like that? I think so. And of course, don't you think there'd be a surprise element to it? Why are our warships there? No surprise element whatsoever. Hi, caller. You're getting in under the wire. Go for it. What's on your mind?
Hi, Kay.
Hi there.
You know, I called your show on October 9th, and I said it was all about Iran.
Yes.
After they attacked, because the propaganda was, it wasn't even 24 hours, and they were saying Iran backed, Iran financed, Iran planned. You know, Israel knows when even a mouse hiccups over in Gaza, and them getting caught by surprise. I don't buy it. I think Mossad has infiltrated Hamas, and you know they planned the whole thing on October 7th, and they're killing the daylights out of the civilians in Palestine, and that's to rile up the Muslim countries
to make it look
so
like
giving them an excuse to basically accelerate the war,
Right.
If you say anything against that, then you're anti-Semite.
I know.
And so, and, you know, two after the whole thing, you know, the United States aircraft carrier groups, you know, to support Israel. What's that for? It's for Iran.
Yeah.
And they want to finish the job in Syria, too.
Okay. I got to go to a break. I thank you.
Stopped it.
Yep. I thank you for that. I got to go to a break, but I just wanted to say that the whole was the Hamas thing. We've talked about that on the air. Was that all about just trying to gear up to this action? Because otherwise, why would Iran be doing this? It wouldn't make any sense, right? Of course not. So they had to go in with good cop, bad cop. And I think that's what people out there are thinking. I'm looking at message boards and people aren't buying them.
There you go.
Here's some comments from you guys in working with Birch Gold, which I absolutely love. You've heard me talking about them on the air. There's a reason for that. I think there's a crucial time right now in which you have some choices to make, which you can shore up your IRAs and your accounts with gold, and it might not cost you a dime, which is awesome. But here's one comment. This was my first time purchasing precious metal products. I did my due diligence and educated myself on how precious metals are priced and sold. I chose Birch Gold because of the very high marks on their business practices. It was the right choice for me to go with Birch. The whole transaction was smooth with no high pressure. Don't you just love that? I love that. Also, establishing my new IRA, filling it with products will provide me security against the waning U.S. dollar. The staff at Birch Gold honed their process of teaching how to inform potential clients of their services to very efficiently opening new accounts and providing expertise and assistance by selecting the appropriate PMs to purchase for their customers. I love that. There's so many great comments from you guys. High marks, definite high marks with Birch Gold. You love them. I'm so glad. By the way, get some help. Just text 989898. Text my name, Kate, and you'll get some free information. Please do that. Just text my name over while you're sitting there. Information is free. That's fantastic for you. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
She's so sweet and lovely. She gives me strength and harmony.
I know. I was just trying to lighten the mood. The news cycle. It's an interesting one. I'll be speaking up in Salt Lake next weekend, and just invite you to go to the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook. You can get more details about that. And, of course, you can weigh in on, are we going to get this action to happen? And I think our warships are over there for a reason. It's funny that, you know, in a situation with Iran and Israel, you think that there'd be a surprise attack. But no, even 2 days warning? It's almost, do I dare say so obvious that it's kind of hard to say anything else. Sometimes the narrative is so obvious that I don't have words to describe it. To tell you the truth, I don't have words to even try to understand or shore up what the narrative is saying, because it's insane. There's no logic to it. There's no common sense to it. Iran has no reason to go do that right now. So that's all we're getting told. That's all we're getting told, is that they're getting ready to attack. I don't buy it. I know. And it says Tehran has threatened to retaliate for Israel attack on an Iranian diplomatic building in Syria. Mm-hmm. Let's get one thing straight. You look at history. Why is it that it's always an action by somebody else that causes us to go into a full-fledged action? And they call that justification and validation. And every single time, there's always some event that has to happen in order to trigger said event that they want. There's always an action, right? Now, the reason I say that is because you could go, well, I know, but that's how things work. Okay. The problem with it is that if you go through history, the actions, the sinking of a ship, the different things that have happened have most always been lies later on. So false flags later on that we finally figure out with documentation and with kind of an understanding. Whistleblowers start coming out. And this is how you can look back in history and go, wow, each time there was an action and we went, okay, now we're justified. Now whoever is justified to do what they wanted to do anyway, right? Then there you go, see? And it quells the masses into thinking that said action deserves retaliation. But there's so many times that it's been lied about now that we can't simply ignore that. I can't. You can't. I'm a student of history. That's all I read. I'm not all I read, but I read a lot of history. I am up till usually 3 a.m. reading said history. And I will tell you that it's mostly that way, right? And the other portion of that, maybe can't prove it, but it's a big portion of that we can prove. So if we see the game over and over being played out again and again and again, then you got to kind of call it for what it is, maybe. I think this one's kind of obvious. I know, it's terrible. It's just, I think it is. And like I said, the CDC disclosing that 780,000 new reports of serious side effects after these shots, they said, were perfectly safe, took away jobs, did all kinds of damage to everyone's lives over these shots, transformed families, all of this finally coming out in 2024. And it always comes out too late, because let's say I post this today. People go, oh, okay, well, right now we're dealing with this, Iran and Israel. So, well, okay. But wouldn't it have been nice if this kind of information would have come out right after the shots? I would think you'd want to, you know, protect your family, but they wait long enough so that it's not in our mind anymore, so that it's not in our peripheral anymore. And then you just look like you want to go, see, and you're that person. And then everyone goes, oh, well, yeah, okay. That's hard. We do this with the false flags. We explain them away in history. We do this with this kind of stuff, right? They wait enough time, so, you know, enough time has passed. That's what's hard about this. So Shall be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to learn a lot in the next two segments. Be right back. There you go.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Happy about that. And also text Birch Gold 989898 and text them my name. You'll get gold and silver from them. They are amazing. And they'll get it to you so quick. And it's beautiful when it arrives and it's awesome. And also, I just wanted to say, please protect everything that you've got hanging out there, because like these events that could come over the weekend, it can get a little dicey, and usually under dicey circumstances around the world is usually when they implement things. And so I'm just saying, get ready and be ready. And why would you not want some peace anyway? 989898. And then of course, the name Kate, you just text that. My name. And then also donewithdebt.com. They are doing such a fantastic job, you guys, of helping people get out of credit card debt today. I am serious. They keep raising the rates on people. They're raising the rates without even a warning. And it's bad right now. People's rates are sky high. Please get some help. Get on top of it before it consumes you. I think we're going to see a lot of bankruptcies coming up because people are living on their credit cards. And you can get those rates reduced. They'll negotiate for you. You don't have to do anything. They'll do it for you. And they are awesome. They are a godsend. Donewithdebt.com. Just remember, you're done. You're done with your debt. So donewithdebt.com. And then tell them we sent you. Okay. My guest, I asked him to come on, didn't realize the headlines with Iran and Israel were going to break today. And who knows what's going to happen? Because like I said, there's always been headlines of they're loading the nukes, the fingers on the button. I mean, you never know. So it could be a nothing burger, could be something. Leaning more towards something because our ships are in place. I don't know. I'm just saying that they want this action to take place. So here we have that going on. I'm trying to do kind of a more fun Friday. And now but you guys have been emailing me and asking me all about supplements. And so this about what to take, because there's so much information out there. So I asked Mike Casey to come on from ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm so glad you're here with me. Hi, Mike.
Hi, I appreciate you having me here.
Absolutely. So I know you are so good at answering questions. Between you and Morley Robbins, you guys are just awesome. And I know that people are wondering, we're seeing an increase in cancer. We're seeing an increase in our immune systems bottoming out. If it was you, what would you be taking right now on a daily basis?
You know, it's an interesting question. And it's funny because while I'm the owner of a health supplement company, I think people are taking too many things.
Really?
And so I think the better, I honestly, I think when I talk to doctors and I talk to patients and people, and remember, I'm a practitioner first by nature. You know, I studied human nutrition and food and exercise sciences, and then went on to study integrative medicine beyond that. So for me, I try and look at this as what's best for the individual. And when you have patients and people walking into their doctor's offices or their functional nutritionist offices, and they're carrying grocery bags of supplements, how do they know what's working?
I don't know. That's a lot. Yeah, you're right.
So, but, you know, I always try and go back to the numbers when I talk to people. And so there's this interesting study that was just released that says that people born after 1965 have a 16% higher increase in developing cancer. And basically the study goes on to talk about how those individuals have increased aging markers in their blood work that showed that an increase in aging correlates with an increase in the risk of cancer.
Okay.
So we look at that, and what we can realize from that is that what's happened since 1965? Well, we've had our food quality has gone significantly down. Mm-hmm. We have plastic that is essentially, you know, contaminating everything that we have. But the one thing that I constantly go back to is people are getting sicker but our medical advancements have gotten so much better. Mm. So where does the problem lie? I mean, right. It's a major disconnect, in my opinion. So, you know, I think we really have to start looking at foundational things and mm-hmm. really have to look at letting people know what they should mm-hmm. stop taking.
So what's something that they should only take once, like once in a while versus every day?
Let's talk about vitamin D. I know it's a controversial topic for so many people. I know Morley Robbins is big on, like, don't take vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And I tend to agree with Morley on that subject. Mm-hmm. I think people are taking too much vitamin D. And I think they don't really know why they're taking it. And you have to remember that vitamin D is a hormone. So it's not it's just vitamin that goes into our body. It's also fat soluble, which means too much of it can start causing problems. You know, it was interesting with Morley the other day. I shot him this article, and I should have sent it to you as well. They just had the first reported, or at least the record, so to speak, of an individual who died from taking too much vitamin D. Hmm. And, like, that's what his autopsy revealed. Like, death by too much vitamin D. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, I think this is when we go too far.
Yeah, right.
When people are taking this much of a fat-soluble vitamin. So I think, you know, if you have a true medical need, then you can look at vitamin D. But the reality of it is we can take things like natural cod liver oil and we can get enough sunlight, because the real problem is people aren't synthesizing enough vitamin D. It means we're not taking it from stored vitamin D in our body, because we're getting plenty of it from our food, and then we're not getting enough sunlight to actually activate it to be able to be used to boost our immune system.
Okay.
That's the bigger problem. So
cod liver oil, though, helps.
Yeah. Okay. So cod liver oil is naturally rich in vitamin D. It's also naturally rich in retinol, which is the active form of vitamin A. You know, a lot of people, when they think of vitamin A, they think of beta carotene. That's plant vitamin A, so to speak, and that has to be converted in the body, which causes a whole other cascade of issues. So, you know, you really want to get cod liver. Let me go back to that's an ancestral approach of something that people have done for many, many decades and years. You know, it's funny, when I got in the industry, cod liver oil was this really popular thing. We're talking 15 years ago. And all of a sudden, it went on the bottom of the health supplement shelves and nobody talked about it anymore.
Right.
And now it's making this big comeback and everybody's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Retinol is great for viruses. The natural vitamin D, cod liver oil is the one thing that we should be doing. And I think that is a staple supplement that patients and people alike should be taking, in my opinion.
It also helps with thyroid, to keep that on track too, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, it's also rich in omega-3s. So, you know, people are really big on omega-3 fatty acids for, you know, they're like fish oils. And, you know, I always remind people, it's like, you know, cod liver oil was the original fish oil.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to the older generations, every time they got sick, what did they get? They got a spoonful of cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for a reason. You know, it's rich in so many natural nutrients that just the body needs to stay well.
Right. What else should we be taking? We got about a minute and a half till we go to break, but what else should we be taking every day?
Well, I think we should be taking things like beef liver, copper, and that's where we get into our recuperate product, is that's really meant to be our foundational product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got spirulina in there, and I say that not as a sales pitch, but we designed a supplement that said, if someone took nothing else, what should they be taking?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where recuperate was born from, and maybe we can dive into what that looks like a little bit more after the break.
Mm-hmm.
But it contains the beef liver, which is a superfood. It has all your essential vitamins and minerals in it. We like to call it nature's multivitamin.
Okay.
So I think people should stop taking some synthetic multivitamins and start taking natural things like the beef liver.
Right. I like that. Okay. I know, because people are, I mean, it is a lot of supplements out there, and it's what to take and what not to, and vitamin C, people should be dosing high on that when they are starting to feel ill.
They should, but plant or whole food based vitamin
C. Yes, the whole C.
The whole molecule. So not ascorbic acid is the isolated form, is that can cause a depletion of copper and dysregulation of iron in the body.
Okay.
What we want is the whole food version of vitamin C. So, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something people should be taking daily, in my opinion, just because people aren't eating enough citrus foods anymore. I mean, when we look at their diet, are they eating enough citrus foods to get enough of the natural whole food vitamin C? And I'd venture to say most people are not.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we're going to come back. Stay with us. Mike Casey's on the line from ActivateFIQ.com. And we're going to be talking about how to get healthy. There's not much we can do about what happens in the Middle East right now. So until we know what's going to happen in the Middle East, speculation right now. But I know what we can do. We can do something about our health. There we can be. Hey, everybody. Financial experts who thought we were in the clear are anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. This is important info. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected, and this isn't going to go away. It can't go away, actually. The U.S. is $34 trillion in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which is going to push the price up. You pay every day even higher, so it's only going to get higher. And so you can either bury your head in the sand or do something about it. And I'm telling you, Birch Gold Group is incredible. I would not tell you about them if I didn't love these guys and trust these guys. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And gold is your hedge against inflation. And Birch Gold makes it easy to own, right? It doesn't cost you anything to do this. And you're shoring yourself up for what comes. So they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket for it. Text Kate, my name, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. I'm telling you, this is such a great option. At least get the information. 98.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Back here with you. I have Mike Casey on. I asked him to come on. I have been getting a lot of emails. People are like, what do I take? What do I not take? And of course, one of the other staples that you should take is magnesium. And so magnesium, cod liver, whole sea. What was the other one, Mike?
Erythritol IQ, which contains beef liver, which contains copper, which is the most important aspect of all of it. So many of us are depleted in copper because our soil and our food is depleted of copper now. And I know Morley has talked about this subject so many times on your show, so I won't go down that far too far. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But that is a true staple supplement. We really put it together. It's like if you did nothing else, mm-hmm. because that's the $1 million question, right?
Right.
Is if I took nothing else or I could only afford to take one supplement, what would it be? And that would be the Recuperate IQ, just because it has boron, it has copper. It mm-hmm. has beef liver and spirulina. And those may not sound like a lot of ingredients, but
right.
each one is, you know,
all those
by
minerals.
Tons of science and research and does extremely important things in the body.
Right, because it's the conductor. And so when they wiped out the conductor, which is copper, in the 30s and 40s, and I even mentioned this, I think, yesterday on the show, when they wiped that out, then out of our food supply, then there's no conductor. I mean, that's the foundation of your immune system to kick stuff out of your body, the toxins out of your body.
100%.
Yeah. And we're all low on it. So Activate FIQ is awesome for that. I like that. Now, a lot of people ask me, too, why I like you guys over everybody else. Why? So I want you to let people know, because I have to a certain extent, but I want you to let people know why you're so different and why it matters. Stop buying supplements at Walgreens because you're not getting the bang for the buck. And so tell us the difference.
Sure. No, without going too hard on anybody here, I want to, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, the supplement company or the industry as a whole, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for many years, why we looked at this and why I've grown the brand to what we have is because it's all about quality integrity for us. When people look at the supplement space, a lot of people think like, wow, that's a really unregulated industry. And guess what? There's a lot of truth to that statement. I'll mm-hmm. be the first one to admit it. You know, we're talking about $100 billion industry versus a $1.2 trillion industry, which is what Big Pharma is.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, it is FDA registered, but that doesn't mean that it has the same regulations as the pharmaceutical industry. So, you know, we have to look at things like where does your ingredients come from?
Mm-hmm.
And most supplement companies, when you look at their ingredients, it's all about price for them. It's about how can we keep our costs down so we can maximize our margins.
Mm.
So they're buying from large quantities from a raw material supply warehouse in China somewhere, which means that's an ingredient that's been broken down, it's been concentrated, and it's sitting in a powder in a drum somewhere that's been sitting in this warehouse losing its potency of its active ingredients for a period of time. And the longer something goes from the ground, from when you take it and harvest it, and until you take it, the longer that period of time is, the less potent that nutrient is going to be in layman's terms. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's really about how fresh and how quickly can we get good raw materials into our products. And then we look at not just trusting what the company sends us, because in this industry, when a supplier sends us something, they send what's called a certificate of analysis. Now, FDA regulations say you can trust that. You can go off of that. Unfortunately, I can tell you firsthand that you may get a few of those that are actually correct, but you get a lot of those that are not correct. And so we have to verify those ingredients. And we throw a lot of stuff out because a lot of stuff is not what it claims to be. So then we put together the formulas. We manufacture everything. We use minimal excipients, which is the flow agents like special magnesium stearate, silicon, things like that. We use minimal of those. And then we do a final testing at the end to make sure everything's verified again with our own certificate analysis to say, hey, these are the exact amounts. These are clean of any toxins. And these formulas are what they say they are. Mm-hmm. And then we release it to the customer. But many of those steps are not required by other companies.
I see.
So when you go somewhere like Walgreens or CVS, and you're paying, a couple dollars, and you're like, well, vitamin C is vitamin C. Well, it's not. It's probably ascorbic acid. It's probably been sourced from China somewhere. And it's probably not even active. And it may stress your body more than if you didn't take it at all. And that's what really, in my opinion, people should be aware of is like, these are things that we're actually putting into our body and consuming that we are meant to improve our health. Like, but look at the other side of it. You know, I mentioned earlier, people walking in with grocery bags of supplements. Most of those are coming from places like Walgreens or Walmart, and they're not really the highest of quality. And I've seen people, who have developed ulcers and all kinds of digestive issues from taking stuff that really just isn't what it says it is. And that's the sad truth of this industry, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's so true. I honestly, when companies like yours know that, they know all of these details, they actually care about what they're putting out there, then those are the companies you want to go to, because too many companies, like you said, they're putting out junk. They're marketing it and spinning it at a low cost with a huge margin in there because they're buying junk product to give to you. And you walk away without the benefits. And that's the hard part. And people don't realize that. They solely will look at one or two things and think, oh, well, I can just grab that at my local store. But I've never seen those products actually be the kinds of products that you get the benefit from. And I know because I've taken them. So when I take the Activate FIQ, and this is why I tell people about it on the show all the time, is because I know people want to have supplements. They should be taking them because our food supply is terrible. And so we have to shore ourselves up. You have to be taking something. So here's the deal is you have to buy that quality. And I've actually found, to be honest, I found your prices are actually really low, which is awesome because it just means that you are putting out a superior product. You're not making as much on that, and you're caring about what the consumer is going to take in their body, which I love. So, to be frank.
No, 100%. No, and I want to add to that, too. And this is where, we really can take this as many layers deep as you like. But for the listeners, just, we talked about, most lose magnesium, for example. What's the most popular magnesium supplement on the market? We all think of Natural Calm, the liquid magnesium drink that everyone consumes. Mm-hmm. Now, we could talk about what's wrong with that form of magnesium, but do you know who owns Natural Calm? Do you know who owns that company?
Who?
The Clorox company.
Oh, gosh. I did not know that. Clorox?
The Clorox company. The Clorox company also owns Burt's Bees. So, do we really want to be using the people who create bleach to create our magnesium supplement? I mean, we can keep going.
Yeah.
Nestle owns Garden of Life. They own Vital Protein.
Right. So we've got about 30 seconds. We've got about 30 seconds. I love your take. I hope people actually go to the website because I know people, because I'm inundated with messages about it all the time and have been for 4 years now, supplements, that I'm telling you, I'm very careful about it. I'm very careful and I choose wisely, and I really love your company, to tell you the truth. So activatefiq.com, code word is Kate, if you want to help the show or if you want to do that. But there's a reason I chose them. So I really adore you. Thank you, Mike. Absolutely. Appreciate you. And, of course, be faithful, be fearless, as we say at the end of every show. You can find out why on the website, katedallyradio.com. And, of course, we'll see you on Monday, and let's see what unfolds over the weekend. Hopefully it's not too bad. Be right back. Or be back on Monday. ...98.98 and put in my name,